Come on and bless God. Put those blessed hands together and give God praise. Come on, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Is there anybody here that wants to magnify the Lord with me? Come on, let us exalt his name together. How many folk know that God is good and he's worthy to be praised? Do me a favor, give your neighbor a high five and say, he's worthy, he's worthy. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the wonderful things that he has done. It is so good to be here at the Shiloh Baptist Church as we celebrate, amen, Pastor Armstrong's 18th pastoral anniversary. My friend, your pastor, amen, a blessed man of God, preacher par excellent, teacher. We celebrate. Y'all can do better than that. Come on, we celebrate. We celebrate this great man of God. Amen. 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 He is my beloved brother that I love with all of my heart. And I thank and praise God, amen, for his witness, for his mighty witness. Amen. And to all the preachers of the gospel, worship leader, amen, we thank and praise God for each and every one of you. We have some preachers, amen, here, some pastors, Reverend Moore, God bless you. Amen. Thank God for some ministers from the Ruth Fellowship. Ruth Fellowship preachers, just stand up. I know you, assistant pastor, Reverend Holmes, Minister Lewis, Reverend Hamlin, Minister Brown, amen, and all the preachers of the gospel, we thank and praise God for you. Again, it's so exciting to be here celebrating 18 years of pastoring God's people. I'm grateful for the invitation. Thank God for Pastor Dandridge today. Amen. God bless you from the Holy Light Missionary Baptist Church, Los Angeles, California. Had an opportunity to preach, amen, for this great preacher, this great church on last year. I was excited to be in Los Angeles. I thought I was going to be discovered. Amen. Amen. But it was just a great church, great people, great pastor, great food. Thank you so much. Good seeing you. Amen. Amen. I want to thank Ruth Fellowship Ministries for partnering with your pastor. We thank God for a portion of our gospel choir, the faithful portion. Amen. Amen. All the ministries, our security ministry. Ushers, you look wonderful back there. We thank God. Amen. For the media. Amen. We thank God. Ruth Fellowship, won't you stand? I know you're somewhere around the building. Thank you. I appreciate you. Good seeing you. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. 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 Thank God for my good friend, Reverend Holloway. Dr. Holloway, God bless you. Amen. Thank God for, amen, Minister Tracy Daves, who serves on MCBA as our youth director. God bless you. Amen. Thank God for my armor bearer today, who's the president of the youth ministry for MCBA, Sister Janiah Simmons. Sister Janiah Simmons, such a great armor bearer, such a great assistant, came to the house to get me today. Amen. Let me get in the car, saw what I had on. And we get halfway to Trenton. And she says, Pastor, you wore that jacket last year when you preached in Trenton. She let me get halfway to Trenton. Amen. She just hating because it's still fit. It's still fit. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Well, there is a word from the Lord. You that have your Bibles, turn with me to the gospel that is recorded in St. Matthew chapter 16. Matthew's gospel, chapter 16. May I have some water? Amen. Matthew's gospel, chapter 16. Oh, I'm sorry. I see the water on the pulpit. Y'all fancy around here. I didn't know it was something. It's water under here. Amen. Matthew's gospel, chapter 16, verse 21. Reading from the New Revised Standard Version of the scripture. And this is how my Bible reads. From the time Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed on the third day, but be raised. And Peter took him aside, began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it. Lord, this must never happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things. This is the word of God for the people of God. Glory be to God. Shall we bow and shall we pray? Our Lord and our God, Lord, we thank you for this worship experience. God, again, we thank you for this pastor celebrating 18 years. But God, now I pray for preaching power, that you hide me behind the cross of Calvary. God, that you just won't send the anointing that will make preaching easy, but make it effective. God, I prayed and prepared, but I need your power. I've studied, God, but I need your strength. So God, use me on this preaching hour. God, if I'm too low, take me up. If I'm too high, God, bring me down. Whatever you need, use me to your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. And all the people of God said amen. Amen. On this 18th pastoral anniversary, I just want to talk just for a little while from the subject, you got to go through it. Yeah, you got to go through it. It is here in our text. Jesus is preparing the disciples for what is going to happen to him regarding his appointment at Calvary. He then began explaining to them that it is necessary that he, the Son of Man, must suffer many things. Not only must the Son of Man suffer many things, but also be rejected. Not only by folk, lay folk, but also by those folk who are in authority. That the Son of Man is going to be tried, is going to be found guilty by the elders, by the high priests, and by religious scholars. He spoke plainly about this, that he must be killed, but after 3 days, he's going to rise again. So it is, the text declares that when Peter heard what Jesus said, Peter took Jesus aside. And the Bible says that he rebuked Jesus. Peter was saying to Jesus, no, Jesus, it's not going to go down like that. And Jesus turns to Peter. And he says to Peter, he says, Satan, get behind me. It's interesting that Jesus says to Peter in this text, Satan, get behind me, when he said in Matthew chapter 16, Peter, flesh and blood didn't reveal who I was, but it was the Holy Spirit. If you're not careful, you can be filled with the Holy Spirit, and then somebody can say to you, Satan, get behind me. Peter was not considering God's purpose, but looking at things from a human point of view, allowing the flesh to distract from Jesus' divine assignment. And after he rebukes Peter, he calls his disciples together. He tells them, he says, anyone who intends to follow me, anybody who wants to be with me, you got to let me lead. He tells them in so many words, I'm in the driver's seat. And he says, listen, and I don't want you to run from suffering. He says, but I want you to embrace it. Follow me and I'll show you how. He tells them, if you are in this only for you, then you got the wrong attitude. But if you sacrifice for the cause of me and the gospel, he says, you'll gain eternal life. A while ago, I was watching the news. And a lady who had lost everything she had in a tornado. It hit her home, and she explained, she said, I lost everything except my life. She said, I've never been through anything like this before. She said, but I thank God that I came out on the other side. It is one thing to go through a devastating experience, but it's another thing to come out on the other side. Jesus was trying to explained to his disciples that he had to go through some stuff. That he had an ordeal that he had to go through. He had to go through some suffering. He's going to be tried. He's going to be convicted. He's even going to be put to death. But Jesus says, in 3 days, I'm going to rise. Even though Peter heard that, nevertheless, Peter, who always had something to say, he takes the liberty to chastise Jesus for making that statement. For Peter, Jesus had already proven that he was the Messiah. Already fed 5,000, already cast out demons, already healed leprosy, already raised folk from the dead. Peter didn't understand. Jesus had already proven that he was the man. Peter, in his protest, did not think that Jesus had to do anything else to prove who he was. Jesus was simply telling Peter, he says, listen, I'm on assignment. There are some things that I got to go through. Help me, Holy Ghost. And you got to understand, my brothers and my sisters, when you're on the Lord's side, there are some things you're going to have to go through. And I know we want everything to be peach or cream. I know we want everything to be hunky-dory. But there's some things on this Christian journey that you're going to have to go through. Whenever you say yes to the Lord, the enemy is going to put stumbling blocks in your way. In order to get where God needs you to be, there's some things I'm trying to tell you you have to go through. There's no shortcuts when God is trying to take you somewhere. When you try to take the shortcut, you prove to miss some lessons, some vital lessons on this Christian journey. Tell your neighbor, don't miss the lessons. Maybe during the conversation in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus was asking God, is there a shortcut to what I have to go through? But God was saying, no, you have to go through what you have to go through. You're going to have to go through betrayal. You're going to have to go through denial. You're going to have to go through crucifixion. When Jesus is in the driver's seat of your life, he'll show you how to navigate through some things. So it is, Jesus tells his disciples, he says, listen, don't run from suffering, but I want you to embrace it. I want you to take up the cross and follow me. He says, I'll be with you whatever you have to go through. And my brothers and my sisters, a lot of us here this evening, admit it or not, are going through something. I know we look like we got it going on, but the reality is we live in a storm cycle. We're either in a storm, coming out of a storm, or going back into a storm. We live in a storm cycle. Some of us have health issues, and some of us are taking care of loved ones with health issues and dealing with problems on the job. Some of us don't have a job. Some of us are dealing with family crisis, emotional, psychological issues. And this does not mean that we are weak. This does not mean that we are crazy. It just means that this is just our season to go through. But aren't you glad that seasons change? Help me, Holy Ghost. The promise of Jesus is that if we lose ourselves and follow him, serve him, he'll show us how to get through some things. We may be directed in different ways to get through our situation, but if you hold on and lose yourself, I'm trying to tell you, the Lord will show you how to get through. And one thing I learned is that God's grace and mercy has gotten me through on every turn, every hurt, every pain, physically and emotionally. You got to understand, God did not always show himself in the places where I thought he would be, but in the moments where I didn't expect God to show up, God showed up. And I'm so glad that we serve a God that not only will show up, but when God shows up, God will show out. I'm a witness, Pastor Dandridge, that whatever burdens you're carrying, his strength, his power, his mercy, his love, his grace is sufficient. And you got to recognize that when the storm clouds rise in your life, don't fight it. Jesus says to embrace it, and I'll show you how to walk through it. Aren't you glad that we serve a God that'll show us how to walk through it? Tell your neighbor to embrace it. That's a tough lesson to learn. It's not a lesson that says sit on your do nothing and do nothing. You must keep doing what God has called you to do. Keep praising him. I mean, I'm not just talking about praising him when everything is going good in your life. I'm not talking about praising him when you're in good health. I'm not talking about praise. Anybody can do that. I'm not talking about praising him when you got money in the bank. I'm not talking about praising him when all your bills are paid. But I dare you, double dare you, in the midst of despair, when you don't know how you're going to make ends meet, throw your hands up and say, I will bless the Lord. I don't know what I'm going to do, but God is able to turn my situation all around. Do I have any witnesses here that can declare God is able to turn it around? I may be going through something right now, but I know that God is able. But watch this. It shouts me. Pastor Armstrong, that Jesus does not end the text on a sour note. He says, I got to go through some bad times. That's what Jesus says. He says, I got to go through some bad times. But like the woman who had lost everything in that tornado except her life, there is the other side. I did tell you that Jesus said in 3 days, I'm going to rise up. And what the text is saying is that Jesus had to go through it in order to rise up. And my beloved, you're going to have to go through some things also before you rise up. You got to understand that your storm is not just to strengthen you, but your storm is to strengthen somebody else, to let somebody know, I almost let go. Help me, Holy Ghost. I don't know about you, but I serve a God that'll make a way out of no way. And we ought to stop telling, and listen, we ought to stop telling God how to bless us. We ought to stop telling God what the other side should look like. Because God knows what we're going through. And because of your faithfulness to him, God is able to bless you above whatever you can think or imagine. And because you didn't get weary in well-doing, because you didn't get your feelings hurt and walk off and abandon your assignment, because you didn't take part in confusion, because you tried to be a peacemaker, because you didn't adhere to authority, God says, I'll bless your coming and I'll bless your going. Matter of fact, he said, I'll bless you in the city and I'll bless you in the field. Every time you turn around because of your faithfulness, God says, I'll bless you. You got to understand that God has prepared a brighter day and a better way. God has already opened the door and made a better way. And there is a bright side for you, my brothers and my sisters. I dare you to say, God, I'm going to trust you. I'm not going to throw the towel in. Don't hang in up. I'm going to hang on in there. God, I know you're going to get me through this. God, I trust you because you're God and you're God all by yourself. You're Jehovah Jireh. You're Jehovah Nissi. You're Jehovah Shalom. You're El Shaddai. Watch this. My grandmother didn't know those big words. Grandma would just say, he's a battle axe. He's my midnight rider. He's a way maker. He's a doctor in the sick room. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. He's my friend. Tell your neighbor there's nothing too hard for God. So whatever you're going through is just a season. It's your season to go through. But as I said earlier, I'm so glad that seasons change. Yeah, and tell your neighbor your change is coming, your change is coming. Just wait on the Lord. Because the last time I checked, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Anybody need their strength renewed? Shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So when you go through something, that means that you got to come out on the other side. Aren't you glad that there's another side? If you're going through despair, I want you to know on the other side of despair, there's hope. And if you're going through misery, on the other side, there's mercy. If you're going, if you're in the midst of faults, on the other side, there's favor. If you're in the midst of bitterness, on the other side, there's sweetness. If you're going through guilt right now, I want you to know on the other side, there's grace. If you're going through fear right now, on the other side, there's protection. If you're going through failure right now, on the other side, there's success. If you're going through sorrow right now, on the other side, there's joy. It's the joy that the world didn't give to me, and the joy
that the world can't take away. And I'm so glad that when we're going through something and we come out on the other side, we're able to be a witness. We're able to say, after all the things that I've been through, I still got joy. Is there anybody here that still got joy? I'm so glad that God is able to bring us through. Can I call some witnesses to the stand? Now, Abraham went through, but on the other side, God let him know that he's Jehovah Jireh. Moses went through, but when it came out on the other side, he walked through the Red Sea on dry ground. Jeremiah, he went through, but on the other side, Jeremiah came out preaching, it's like fire shut up in my bones. Joshua, he went through prison, but when it came out, he came through the palace. I don't know what you're going through, but whatever you're going through, God is able. I dare somebody say that God, he's able. Ezekiel went through, but on the other side, he preached dead folk back to life. Hannah went through, but on the other side, she had a son, a great prophet named Samuel. Esther went through, but on the other side, she came out saying, if I perish, let me perish. If I die, let me die. I'm going to see the king. Daniel went through, but prayed his way out. Job went through, and the Bible says his latter days was more blessed than his earlier days. King Hezekiah, he went through, but when it came out, God added 15 more years to his life. Paul went through, but on the other side, he came out saying, his grace is sufficient. Can I tell you one more? Jesus went through. Yes, he did. I said Jesus, he went through, but when it came out, he said, all power is in my hands. Healing power, saving power, Holy Ghost power, delivering power. Aren't you glad? I said, aren't you glad that Jesus went through? I'm reminded of what David said. David said, it was good that I was afflicted. Why was it good, David? I imagine David saying, because I learned how to live holy. It was good that I was afflicted because I learned how to live right. I learned how to suffer, because if I suffer, I'll gain eternal life. I'm so glad that when I go through, God is able to meet me on the other side. And I'm so glad that I got enough sense that when I come through on the other side, I can come out praising him. I can come out and lift up my hands and say, thank you for making a way out of no way. Thank you for turning my situation all around. I'm so glad that we serve a God that's able. I said he's able to pick me up, turn me all around, plant my feet on solid ground. That's why I said, that's why when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank the Lord for saving me. I thank the Lord for making a way out of no way. I thank the Lord for keeping me. I thank the Lord for protecting me. I thank the Lord that he walks with me and talks with me. He tells me that I am his own. Is there anybody here thankful for how the Lord brought you? Thankful for how the Lord provided for you? You ought to put those blessed hands together and give God praise. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? He's been good. I said the Lord has been good. Do I have any witnesses that can declare the Lord's been good? My grandmother would say he's been better to me than I've been to myself. That's why I'm going to praise him. That's why I'm going to bless him. Is there anybody here that's going to bless the Lord? Is there anybody here can testify? I've been through, but the Lord kept me. The devil thought he had me, but I'm so glad that Jesus, I said Jesus, he reached out and grabbed me. Yeah, I heard, I feel like preaching. I heard the songwriter say, rocks of ages cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. I believe the other hymnologist got real excited and said, amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Do me a favor, grab your neighbor by the hand, shake it like you gonna shake it off, and say, I had to go through what I had to go through, but the Lord brought me out. Yeah, woo! Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he make a way? Won't he keep you? Won't he bless you? Yeah! Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Yes, he will. I gotta quit. But I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Pastor Armstrong, keep your hand in God's hand. I'm so glad that the Lord got keeping power. Keep on preaching. Keep on teaching. I know the storms may come, but I'm so glad that I know the maker of the storm. And all he has to do is say, peace, be still, and everything will be all right. Don't have any witnesses that can declare he spoke peace to my storm. Yes, he did. And when he spoke peace to my storm, the devil had to leave me alone. When he spoke peace to my storm, sickness had to run away. When he spoke peace to my storm, yeah, he made everything. I said he made everything all right. When we serve a God that's able, I don't know about you, I'm trying to quit, but I'm so glad that he's able. Yes, he is. He's able to turn my darkness into light. He's able to turn my sorrow into joy. He's able to open doors that's been closed in my face. That's why I'm so glad. I'm about to quit. I'm so glad.